Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Our number is 888-957-9570. Would love to hear your opinions on all of this. But yeah, that's kind of, when I look at a lot of this stuff, I look at Jordan Poole, you're absolutely right. The Jonathan Kuminga thing is going to be next. I have felt this way very much about Kyle Shanahan. That's one of the reasons the Brock Purdy thing is actually really difficult. One of the reasons I think that the Brock Purdy conversation continues to sustain the way that it does is there are a lot of people who are like high level in the NFL and on the inside, and you'll get a variety of opinions. You can get Greg Cosell, who comes on our show every week, and his entire world is based on watching film in the NFL. And it has been since he was 2 years old. Okay? And he will tell you that Brock Purdy is a very, very good quarterback. But then there's plenty of people, like there'll be DBs who are in the NFL now. And they're like, that dude is, I know.
He's
exactly,
a product of the system.
Exactly. I know where he's going. He's going over the middle of the field. I know what to do. You know, and that's why I find Brock so damn fascinating. But there are a lot of other people where it's like the league will tell you, the people who are there and they're on the inside, they know what's going on. I don't think we've arrived there yet with Kuminga. And these next 3 months will tell a very big story about what not just the Warriors think, but what the rest of the league thinks of him.
I think the Warriors have arrived at that spot. I think that they know how they feel about Kuminga after 4 years, and they're in a spot where they get to wait. They get to wait and see if there will be any other offers for Kuminga as a restricted free agent, and they have the right to match or the right to not match. And so I don't think that the Warriors are going to be blindsided by any possible contract that's out there. I would bet that they have a number that they'll be comfortable paying Jonathan Kuminga, assuming they even want to keep him at all.
What do you think that number is?
For the Warriors?
I mean, I know we don't, I don't care what Joe Lacob spends. Everybody's going to eat and it's fine. But I am of that mindset where it's like what you pay him, that sort of sets the table for if you're going to have any other maneuverability. It also sets the table for what your role is going to be for him going forward. You can't pay this guy $24 million a year and then be like, all right, back to the bench with you. Like, you can't do that.
No.
That would be dumb.
Agreed. Unless you... I mean, even if you did that, you'd have a hard time trading him at the deadline then. If you'd be telling everyone, hey, you know, these guys getting DNPs again. I think about the deals that were signed in his draft class. And the most notable one right now is Jalen Green, who got 3 years and I think $100 million. And that's $33 million a year. And you had other guys like Cade Cunningham got the max. And Franz Wagner, he got the max.
Yeah.
Moses Moody got 3-39, same draft class, also in the lottery. So there's been a wild disparity in those contracts, and I think that the number is probably closer to $20 million a year for Kuminga.
Yeah, so it's interesting because some of those names you brought up, there's a lot of commentary there. Cade Cunningham is the central focus of the Detroit Pistons organization. Franz Wagner is at least second. Maybe he moves to third with Desmond Bane in town. Banchero is their dude, but Wagner is definitely a piece around whom they are building. Jalen Green, you can say, hey, this is what he got, but the Rockets already offloaded it. And I know you'll say, no, that was about Durant. Right. It was also about Green. The reason they wanted to go get Durant is because their playoff series against the Warriors exposed that Green is not ready to be a $33 million a year player who can score consistently. There's a night where he can score, but Jalen Green, let's be real, he didn't prove himself in that series to be anything different than buttered. Buddy Hield also had one night where he's like, this is my night. I'm going to take over. And he did.
I'm Batman.
But then other nights,
like, I saved the day.
You really did, buddy. But other nights, he didn't do anything and was unplayable. And so that became a contract that the Rockets didn't want anymore, which is why this was a double win for them to get Kevin Durant.
Yep.
Like, they get a great player. I know he's older, but they offloaded a contract that, quite frankly, was too high. And so, I don't know. It's funny. When I throw that out there, you said somewhere in the neighborhood of 20. First text comes in, 510 says 18 mil per year. My buddy Craig just texted me when he threw it out there, and he said it's 25. Like, these numbers are, they sound all similar, but they're actually not. There's a big disparity there. 25 feels hot to me.
Way hot.
I don't think that he's got enough leverage to get 25. I don't know how many other people are out there with any offers.
So, yeah. Well, just thinking about it as far as, you know, the other guys in his draft class, and a lot of these players are just better. They've done more. They've had more opportunity. They're flat better. Jalen Suggs, for example, 5 years, $150 million. That's 30 on the average. He's a good player. Yeah, he's good. Done more than Kuminga. And Corey Kispert, 4 years, $54 million. That's $13.5 million per year. That feels a little low.
That's Moody plus.
Right.
Yeah.
But I would say it's between Moody at about 13, and I don't think it's going to be as high as 25. I think it winds up being, you know, about $20 million a year.
Yeah. Well, so listen to all this. First of all, Anthony Slater, does Steve Kerr want Kuminga back?
You know, I mean, I think it depends on what the alternatives are. What's the sign and trade options? You know, would he just want Jonathan Kuminga to walk away on an offer sheet and bring nothing back? I mean, that's bad management from a guy who used to be a GM. Certainly, I think there are ways that Kerr and others would prefer to tweak the roster in a way that, like, you know, feels to them maybe like it better suits a championship pursuit next season. But Jonathan Kuminga is. You know, and a talented asset with tools that can help any team, including at times the Warriors last season, including in the second round when, you know, you'd probably say he was their second best player in the second round of the playoffs. And you don't want to just let that go for nothing. And the alternatives right now, we'll see what materializes, but the alternatives aren't necessarily that appealing. So it might be a Jonathan Kuminga coming back.
I mean, what I hear there is, yes, it might well be that the easiest thing to do is to keep Jonathan, but no, it's not ideal. It's not the perfect world scenario for Steve Kerr and the Warriors. So says Anthony Slater.
Yeah, because the ideal would be he was amazing and you would have extended him by now and you'd have him and then you wouldn't have to worry about a sign and trade where you only get 50 cents on the dollar back. So you got into this spot where you probably know what you want to do with Kuminga, but sign and trade is not really an option right now unless you want to take 50 cents on the dollar. So
well, yeah, again, I think we think of that always when it's like Jonathan for some other person. Like these deals, as we're seeing, are often many teams long, many sentences long, many draft picks long. If there's a sign and trade, I don't think it's a small deal. I think it's a big one. I think it's
right.
I think there's a lot of people involved, which would kind of like mitigate that whole 50% on the dollar thing.
It would, but if you start to think about who you can aggregate in a deal with Jonathan Kuminga, and you're not going to use Jimmy Butler or Steph, and you probably won't use Draymond Green either. Now you're dealing with I'm Batman, Buddy,
yep.
Buttered Healed.
Moody.
He makes about 9.
My name is Buddy.
Moody's making, you know, 13. So, you know, these are the people that would have to be a part of a deal.
Slater agrees with you. Sign and trade for Kuminga, difficult.
It's tough for me to see a sign and trade at this current moment materialize that is appealing enough for Mike Dunleavy and Joe Lacob to pull the trigger. We'll see. You know, they got to be creative and they can go looking. And I think the fact that Kevin Durant didn't go to Miami is helpful in the Kuminga market. I think the fact that Brooklyn still hasn't used a bunch of its cap space should scare the Warriors a little bit, because that's one team that could offer sheet him and really kind of like, you know, take them into a tricky, you know, scenario. But still, it's just considering the market dynamics, there is a very obvious argument that bringing Kuminga back and revisiting this come December, January, maybe trading him when you can trade him at his full salary could make more sense.
I mean, can we take a step back on this? I already think, like, this is not in a great tone. It really isn't. I mean, and I'm going to play for you next what Ramona Shelburne said to us yesterday. This is not the way that you want to bring in a free agent, okay? And I know that he's already on the team. But if you're going into an offseason where you fell short and you want to improve your team, and they do, and you also know that if you bring back Jonathan Kuminga, that's pretty much it for your, you know, I felt that sort of moves this offseason. And anybody asks about anything Kuminga-related, this is how I would sort of characterize the tone.
Yeah. Exactly. Yeah.
That's the tone.
Yeah.
That's the tone. Hey, did you go on that blind date last night? I did. How'd it go?
Yeah.
Oh, God. Well, we're not doing another date then. But that's the tone to all of this in terms of, do the Warriors, are they into this? You want Jonathan Kuminga on the team?
Does he really have a market? I know there's a couple of teams that are interested in him, but those would be sign and trades. They don't have the cap space to get it done. And so do the Warriors want to even participate in those sign and trades? If they do, what's the number? You know, it's probably 3 or 4 teams I've heard of that have some level of interest, but what is that level of interest, right? And do the Warriors want to keep him? And if so, what is the number? Is he, you know, if they make him an offer, that's less than the max, or maybe even less than what he was offered last year, which I think is far more likely. Does he scoff at that and then take a really long time to make a decision and then tie up their cap space? And that presents other problems. So that's the biggest thing that you have to look for, you know, but I know that they're working on a few things. I don't expect anything massive like we've seen. I mean, Jimmy Butler was really that move, right? But the Kuminga question is going to hang over everything because it has the potential to get messy.
Okay.
Yep.
And I heard a lot of, I love, Shasky said this morning, and he gave me a good laugh because Spadoni's like, see, it's got the potential to get messy. He goes, what the hell would you call it the last 2 years? It done been messy.
It's been kind of messy.
Yeah.
I mean, it could have been a lot messier had he been somebody to speak out or...
Totally.
You know, we had the one thing report through his agent that, you know, he wasn't really happy.
That
and
was
then
2 years ago.
Right. Yeah. Beyond that, he's been pretty much a great teammate and hasn't really been somebody to cause problems, even though... You know, down the stretch this year, he's getting handed DNPs and he misses 2 months with a really bad ankle injury, which turned out to be the worst part of his year because he was starting to cook. He's playing great. And, you know, whether or not that would have continued with Jimmy coming here, that was a huge blow for Jonathan Kuminga to miss those 2 months.
No doubt. No doubt. But you're right. He deserves a ton of credit for how he handled this year. A ton of credit. For the fact that when he got healthy, he started to play, and then come playoff time, the man found himself benched. And he said nothing. Nothing. He deserves a ton of credit for that. With a contract offseason looming, that took a lot of restraint. And I will forever remember that for Kuminga, whether he's on the team coming up or not. So he deserves a huge feather in the cap there. But going back to kind of the original point, I don't know how in this situation the Warriors and their fans are supposed to come away from a re-signing of Jonathan Kuminga excited. I don't know how everyone's supposed to do it, because the Warriors have coached us into a spot where A, the whole thing is confusing, and B, they've clearly made it known behind the scenes that it's like, yeah, it's not perfect. It's not really what we want to do. Might have to do it. Nobody wants that. That's not exciting. That's like a trip to the dentist.
Little bit. And the other piece is, even if they do sign him, it doesn't mean that he's going to be a Warrior past January or February, you know? It just means that they signed him, and they're going to try to make it work. And if they do sign him, Mark, and we get to February at the trade deadline, all this is going to come back to the surface of, you know, are the Warriors going to shop Kuminga?
Oh, boy.
You know, because we've been through that.
Of course.
They reportedly had a deal with Phoenix for Kevin Durant that would have been Jonathan Kuminga on the way to Phoenix. So they've been trying to shop the player already, and now they're in a spot where he's restricted, and they sit back and they're going to see what happens.
Mm. Well, I mean, you pointed this out too. If the dynamic is everyone, and again, over to old Boringville, which is that the NBA, I remember the days when they would highlight LeBron James and Steph Curry. Now they highlight the second apron. Awesome. I'm having a blast. Are you? But anyway, if this is the whole plan, we've got to stay out of the second apron. And the definition of that is you don't want to have three people making north of $30 million. And the Warriors don't, but Draymond Green is damn close. And if Jonathan is too, isn't that kind of the same thing? Like, yeah, we don't have three people who make over 30, but we've got four who make over 25, and two of them make over 50, and one of them makes 60. Doesn't that, I don't know, man. That feels preventative to me, especially when it doesn't sound like that's who you want on your team.
Right, and it's also preventative when you start to look around the association and you see the teams who are really good. OKC, for example, they don't have that. They've got eight or nine really good players, and so you're going to really be top heavy no matter what, and your highest paid players are also two of your three oldest guys, so you got to find a way to get some youth. And here you have a guy who's 22 who has been good at times. And if you do let him go, you got to make sure you get somebody back who can help you immediately and somebody who's, you know, young enough to play a lot of basketball.
888-957-9570. Always love to take your calls on whatever we're chatting about. Demetrius in Union City is next. Hey, Demetrius, what's happening, man?
Hey, Mark and Dan, how you guys doing?
Well, we are just great, so, Demetrius.
So great, and you know I'm great too. I'm looking forward to meeting you guys this weekend and having a round of golf with you. I actually won the Cass Creek contest.
Oh, so, okay, hold on.
Yeah. Right.
I'm gonna make you super, yeah. First of all, congrats, and we're excited to meet you too. We're going to be out, we'll let people know what you're talking about. We're doing our show on Friday at Cash Creek. And then we're going to have a Friday night after that. And then we're going to wake up Saturday and we're going to play golf. And I think Zucchi Main and Demetrius must have been the winners. Demetrius, did they already ask you to select who you're playing with?
They did not. I called up and I found out there's two foursomes, but I don't know who I'm playing with.
Okay.
Interesting.
All right. I mean, we could do this right now if y'all want.
I mean, hey, are you any good at golf, Demetrius?
So I'm not bad. I haven't golfed for a little bit. COVID kind of slowed me down. My brother's coming from Arizona.
Oh.
So he's going to spend the weekend with me, and we're going to have a little mini vacation sensation, if you will.
I like that.
So I'm okay. I haven't golfed for a little bit, but we've been practicing. We've been going back and forth in that. He tells me he's going to the range, so we'll be okay.
Okay. Do you like to, I don't know, do you like to place a wager on the course, Demetrius?
Oh, my goodness, no. I'm not going that far.
All right. I just want, we're just gathering information.
A little bit of vetting.
Gathering information. Well, Demetrius, if you end up playing with me, awesome. If you end up playing with Dibs, awesome. Either way, we look very forward to meeting you on both Friday and Saturday. So go ahead, Demetrius. What was the?
I gotta tell you something. I drive for UPS, so I pop my earbuds in, and you guys are the best 4 hours of the day, man. You just help me get through it every day. So I listen to you every day, and you guys are righteous, man. I appreciate you.
Well, we appreciate you. Yeah. Let's listen to you a little bit. What do you got, Demetrius?
Oh, so you know what? I actually wanted to chime in on the whole athlete in the Bay Area, the thing about something that you would change. I know it's picking on the man, Steph, just a little bit. But if he would slow down with the mouthpiece when he's at the free throw line and timeouts a little bit, it's really become a distraction for me. My girl sits there and watches the game with me. And over the last couple of years, it got worse and worse. So now I'm focused on his mouthpiece. I'm listening to her. And I'm like, can you just stop it already, man? Just the mouthpiece is a bit excessive.
Interesting one.
Yeah.
I mean, well, Demetrius, first of all, again, thank you for listening, for your comments.
And congratulations.
And congrats. We cannot wait to meet you out there on Friday and Saturday at Cache Creek. The mouthpiece thing, though, I mean, look, he's not the only one that gets, like, bugged by it. I know other people who are like, oh, this is unsanitary, having that thing just all over the place in your hand, in your mouth, chewing on it, whatever. But then, I mean, I don't know, man. That's Steph Curry's thing. And whatever the hell your thing is that makes you make all of the free throws or whatever, do that. I'm not going to get bothered by that. That's his thing. It's like Teddy KGB and his Oreos, man.
That's
like,
right.
You're not taking that thing out.
No, and there are other habits and rituals that other athletes have had that are far more off-putting and disgusting
than that one.
I think Moises Alou, what he used to do to soften his hands.
Oh.
Yeah.
I don't know if I know that.
He would relieve himself on his hands in order to provide softer skin.
Okay.
So there's that.
Hey, whatever works.
Yeah, I suppose. I mean, yeah. So the mouthpiece doesn't really bug me. And he is number one all time in free throw percentage. Steph Curry.
I don't know if anybody, I feel like nobody really does this anymore. It kind of obviously became something that bothered people. But like, would you rather watch Steph Curry chew on a mouthpiece or watch a baseball player chew on a chew and like spit brown saliva out of their mouth for half the day?
Yeah, just straight up tobacco.
Right.
Yeah, I would rather watch a guy work the mouthpiece.
I agree.
And yeah, because you get that big chaw. That's never something I got into.
Oh,
chewing tobacco. I think I'm 0 for 0 lifetime on a dip.
0 for 0.
Yeah. It just
looks so gross.
Yeah.
Oh gosh. All right, Joe in Novato. Hi, Joe. What are you doing?
Hey, what's going on, fellas? On my way out to Stone Tree, gonna try to get a quick 18 in.
Man, a quick 18 at 5:22. Look at you, Joe.
It's pretty wide open, so we'll see.
All right, good luck to you.
Yeah, hit him straight.
Thanks, fellas. So, okay. The Curry farmer's tan on the golf and Curry subject. He comes back in October, and he's always got the worst farmer's tan. So that's one Curry thing. But Kuminga, so Steve Kerr like basically called him a losing player in the offseason, and I don't want to misquote it, but I'm pretty sure the words were, you know, you can't play heavy minutes and win with a guy like that. And I was trying to think like what type of insult that is to a professional athlete. I think it's almost like if you called someone a bad parent, like how do you call someone a losing player and come back from that or bring them back on the team? And if they do bring him back on the team with Kerr's not playing him and not thinking they can win, doesn't it speak to some organizational butting of heads that doesn't really look good for the team and like the working relationship of the head office? Because there's no way that Kerr would think that he wants to pay a guy this type of money to not play him. So I have to imagine that's someone else's decision. If he is brought back, and then what? It just seems like an untenable situation.
Yeah, Joe, you bring up some very fair points and hit him straight, Joe. Thank you very much for the call. Here's kind of what I would say. There's a few things there. Organizational butting of heads. I would bet, yes. I absolutely would bet, yes. That they're like on some level, I don't know how intense it is. We know that Joe Lacob loves Jonathan Kuminga. We know that Steve Kerr is, and probably Dunleavy and others and whatnot are not. And again, it's not that they don't think he's a good player, but they don't think very highly yet of the fit. I don't know that Steph Curry and Draymond Green think all that highly of the fit?
You don't know. And
don't know.
All you can do is look at what has taken place. And last year, down the stretch, in really big spots, really important games, they did not have Jonathan Kuminga play basketball.
Right.
And so, you know, is that something that comes only from Kerr? No, it's the staff, and it's everybody involved in that side of it. I don't think that Joe Lacob, for example, calls down at halftime of a game and says, look, Kerr, this is my guy. I like this player. You better play him or else.
Like, look, Kerr.
You know what I mean? It's like the level, like if there was some tension behind the scenes, ultimately, Joe Lacob is a smart man. You're going to let the coach do the coaching. And
I hope.
Well,
yeah.
And the other side of it, though, is if the owner does like Joe Lacob, if he likes Jonathan Kuminga a lot more than the coach, well, you can make it so the player's here longer than the coach. You know, you could sign Kuminga. He's the one who's going to give out the contract. It's not going to be Steve Kerr.
That's bad ownership, in my opinion, if you do that. That's kind of what happened in Phoenix.
Right, but it depends on where you draw. Like, are you drawing a line in the sand? I don't think that that's the case.
Ownership is there to approve or disapprove of financial maneuvers. They are not there to dictate them. That's my opinion. I don't think that works when owners are the ones going, that's who you should sign. That's who you should draft. That's who you should not sign. I don't think it works. Jerry Jones does that. Great. You're the most expensive team in sports. You haven't won in a generation and a half. Don't do that. And I don't think Joe Lacob does a whole lot of that. I think he's got a big voice in the room. He's not easy to work for. That's what we've heard. Like, yeah, he's big time alpha, but I also think he's largely letting the people that he's hired make the decisions. I think sometimes he's prodding them to make certain decisions and whatnot, but putting pressure on them. But I don't like if an owner is the one who's actually making the call on who to sign, who not to sign, and all of that stuff. It should be brought to them, and then they should
Yay or nay.
Sign off or not sign off.
I wonder about the draft part of it because, you know, we don't know who was the biggest fan of the James Wiseman pick, for example, but you took a guy who had only played a tiny bit in college.
He
was a project, and you draft him, and then you turned around and you did the same thing with Kuminga, a guy who had never played college, and just from the G League, and Moses Moody, 1 year of college, a young player. I wonder from whence those picks came, because it doesn't strike me as something that Steve Kerr necessarily loved, because he went out and didn't really play those guys a ton.
Right. So that brings me to the other part of what Joe just brought up. Okay, I have a little bit. Let's discuss this idea that Steve Kerr called Jonathan Kuminga a, quote, losing player. And he didn't say that was a direct quote, but he said, I don't know how else to interpret it, because what Steve essentially said was, I can't play that guy 35 minutes a night and win. Here's the context of that, because that was on this show, and I think what Steve is saying is that, first of all, he's 22 years old. So if I'm playing him 35 to 38 minutes a night, I'm asking for 25 or 30 points a night from him, that's an NBA one. Like, that's a role that is like you are leading the team. Is Jonathan ready to lead that team deep into the playoffs as an NBA one? I think actually all of us would agree. No, he's not ready for that right now. But the secondary piece of it is something that was a conversation that you got into with Steve in one of our talks, which is the idea of Jonathan has to have the ball in his hands in order to be at his highest power. And we've gone over this so many times, that job is not available here. So I think what Steve is saying, I don't believe he called him a losing player. I don't even think he really meant you can't play him high minutes and win in the NBA. I don't think he can play him 35 to 38 minutes here and win in the NBA, because you will have set up a scenario where you don't know who needs the ball. You don't know who's going to get the ball. You don't know what you're trying to accomplish on every possession. And that butting of heads and that sort of not being able to figure out how that works, at least not yet, is not going to win you basketball games. And I understand why that's difficult. That's like to go down that road and not have people go, oh, he doesn't like Kuminga. I don't really see it that way, but I get why people do.
Yes, and I would add the piece of if you do have that player and that job is already taken, which it is, then you would want the player to be really good at other things that you absolutely need to be a part of a winning team: rebounding, defending on ball, defending off the ball, passing, hitting the open three, etc. And these are things where I don't think that Jonathan Kuminga, in their eyes, has developed enough or dedicated himself enough to doing that. And interesting what you say about, you know, a young player being a team's one. And I'm looking at his draft class. Cade Cunningham, number one overall. In year four, he's been there one the whole time. Yep. And this year, he finally got that team to the playoffs. Now, they weren't a winning team in the playoffs, but Cade Cunningham's a far more developed player than Kuminga. And yep. I could run down all the rest of these names, including Jalen Green, who wasn't Houston's one, but they've already moved off of Jalen Green. And on down the list, you don't find players who are young in the league who are ones on their team and lead that team deep into the playoffs. It just doesn't happen.
Yeah, exactly. And then further complicating it is obviously the scenario the Warriors find themselves, which is you have championship-proven players, generational players, epic players, top 10 all-time players type things going on in this organization. I think that's what Steve means. Listen, I don't want to speak for him. Everybody gets to translate it the way they want. I don't believe Steve Kerr said or even thinks that Jonathan Kuminga is a losing player. I don't. If he thought that, he would not be on the team. That's what I think.
Agreed. And, you know, you would have tried to make a move before you get to where you are now, which is, you know, you're waiting for another team to make an offer and you'll either match it or you won't. You can sign and trade. You're in a spot now where there's a lot of different ways you can go, and you just kind of have to play the waiting game to see what other teams think of Kuminga. And one other one to watch is Josh Giddey. Same draft class. Didn't get one of those rookie extensions. He's in Chicago, and he'll probably get an offer sheet from some team, maybe, maybe not, or the Bulls will give him a deal. And based on how much he gets, I think that'll help frame the Kuminga parameters, because Giddey's a much more developed, better player than Jonathan Kuminga right now.
Yeah. Well, again, and that goes back to our original point and what I'm sort of like on the down low excited about this NBA offseason is some of it is this ridiculous second apron and we're all just trying to shed money stuff. But the rest of it is there are a number of players out there, and Kuminga is one of them, where like there's been so much debate for so many years. He's this, he's that, he's worth this over here. Well, now we're going to find out. This is almost like going to arbitration. Like, we are going to an objective party, and it is called the market. And the market will let you know what someone is worth. And a lot of times, we go into situations with the wrong idea about that. I've done that. I bet you've done that when it comes to negotiation time. I bet everybody listening has some sort of experience with the idea of, man, this company, they can't do anything without me. Like, I'm not replaceable. I do this, that, the other. And then you get to contract time, or you take a look at what's going on around you in the company, and someone's got a spreadsheet halfway across the world, and you realize, oh God, everybody's replaceable. And you don't have the leverage that you think you have. And I would predict that that's what's going to happen here with Jonathan and his agent.
Yeah, he has very little leverage because of the restricted nature of his free agency. And the second piece of that is there don't seem to be a lot of teams out there willing to part with a lot of money for any player, let alone Jonathan Kuminga. So he's a little stuck, and he has to also play the waiting game. And, you know, he's hoping against hope that some other team out there offers him a big bag, and then the Warriors either match or they let him go. But we're going to find out all this probably in the next, I'd say, week or so.
Yeah, you know what? I'm glad you just brought that up. I wonder if everybody is thinking that way. Like, July 4th is next Friday, and everybody knows what July 4th means in the NBA. Like, there's all these memories of these big bangers that have happened on or right around July 4th. And the Warriors do want to get this done very, very quickly. In fact, Mike Dunleavy talked about that just a couple of days ago.
Just clarity, right? Roster clarity in terms of what else we need to add in free agency. Also, what we have to spend in terms of minimums, exceptions, those different types of things. So I think that's the sooner the better for everyone. His sake too, I would say, I would believe. But restricted free agency can be a little different. So we may have to be patient.
Sooner the better. We might have to be patient, but good for him, good for us if it's early. And he also added that right after the draft, which is Wednesday and Thursday, that's when he expects the Warriors to be active.
Yeah, I mean, I think there's a lot of different ways we can go. We've got some free agents that, you know, are priorities. We got to handle that. But some of that stuff may lean into trades and other things. I mean, obviously, we got wound up into a big deal last summer, multi-team trade. And so anytime you get into the free agent stuff and you start looking at exceptions and cap space and all these things, it lends itself to it. We'll be opportunistic. You know, I think with our cap and strategy group, those guys are really good. So we'll look at everything. And it's hard to say right now, though, honestly, as far as like what's out there, what could happen, but we'll definitely be in the mix. I mean, I think we've shown a history of doing that.
We'll definitely be in the mix. And yes, you're right. Like this, hell, this might not be next week. This might be this week. Granny might need the breaking news sounder, yep, while we're at Cash Creek on Friday.
June 30th, each NBA team may begin negotiating with all other upcoming free agents. And the day after the finals, you can start to negotiate with your own free agents,
correct,
from your roster. So
they're doing this now.
Right.
It's happening right now.
When I think that, you know, you're dealing with Kevon Looney and GP2 as well. You have their bird rights and, you know, you're probably already in communication with Jonathan Kuminga. And man, I wonder what that number is where they're actually starting their starting point for whatever offer might be out there. It's all going to go down very quickly, I think. Because if you get to June 30th and you get into like early July, which you were saying.
Next Monday, by the way, is the date you're talking about.
Right. Yep. And Ramona made this point earlier about, you know, if it does drag out, then you start missing out on free agency.
Yeah, they don't want that.
Right.
They don't want that. Mike Dunleavy, when they say it, like, that's always my rule. When you hear them say it out loud, it's actually probably about 10 miles down the road already. You know, if you hear Mike Dunleavy say out loud, we want to get this done quickly, one of two things is happening. He's either prepping the world for this is going to happen quickly, or he's imploring Jonathan Kuminga and his agent to chop, chop. Chop, chop, we want to do this quickly. That's why he said it's good for him too. You know, but they keep throwing in the caveat that, oh, but, yeah, this could drag out. Ramona's like, it could get messy. I don't know. And for those of you, like, it was funny. I don't know if you heard. Did you hear any of the morning show today when they were doing?
I missed it.
Yeah, they're doing the whole kind of like, what topic do you love talking about? What topic do you, and obviously there's two things in the last, say, 12, 13 months of this city that I think are topics that really just, in a way, they sustained and at times they wore people out.
Yep.
And one of them was Brandon Ayuk last offseason.
No doubt.
And the other one is Jonathan Kuminga, quite frankly, off and on for 2 years. But this,
I would add in the Brock Purdy as well.
Well,
just, you know, the debate about how much is he worth and, you know, is he worth 50, reset the market and all the rest of the nonsense we went
through. What's he worth? I don't care about, but like, is he good or to what level? I'll always find fascinating because at the core of that whole thing, it's one of the greatest stories in the history of sports. The last pick in the draft and 3 years later, he's rocking $53 million a year? It's unbelievable.
Yep.
Right?
Pretty sweet for him.
Yeah. So anyway, I do think the one thing about the Kuminga thing is it keep regenerating. It continues to regenerate itself. This story is about to take a turn. And it's either him changing addresses or the Warriors finding a way to fix a number to him and then keeping him. And then everybody's got to debate, well, now what do you do? Now what do you do? Because you can't sign him and then keep doing with him what you did before.
I mean, you're allowed to use your phrase, but I don't think that does anybody any bit of good. And
no.
Like Ramona was saying to us yesterday, Ramona Shelburne, if you do sign Kuminga, that might be just about it for you in your free agency. So is that good enough, Warriors, for you to just bring back JK?
If you haven't already, make sure you subscribe to Willard and Dibbs on the free Odyssey app or wherever you find your favorite podcast while you're there. make sure to check out Anthony Slater on the Morning Roast. Draft ahead, Warrior offseason, all of the guests. Download the app. Make sure you subscribe to the Morning Roast and Steiny and Goo and Willard and Dibbs. 888-957-9570 is the number, and this is what...
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Can't get enough baseball? Start streaming MLB Network today. Get up to 15 out-of-market games a week live on any device, plus 24/7 access to MLB Network's award-winning shows, including live game look-ins and exclusive player interviews. And hear live radio play-by-play from all 30 clubs with MLB at Bat. Enjoy the home of baseball from virtually anywhere. Plans start as low as $5.99 per month. Sign up now at MLBNetwork.com/stream. Available in the U.S. only. Blackout restriction applies. Visit MLB.com/subscribe for full terms and conditions.
And Dibs.
I'm okay. I definitely have my shares of eating. Oh, sorry.
We'll allow it. I'm a Giants fan.
Now back to Willard and Dibs on 95.7 The Game.
Yeah, I'm gonna boogie on out of here and get over to Oracle Park. We're having one of those weeks, brother.
Yeah,
we're gonna be down there in Mission Rock two nights in a row.
You going two nights?
We're going Giants tonight and Valks tomorrow.
Oh, good for you.
Yeah.
And then Friday, we're on out at Cache Creek.
Yeah, this is an out and about week.
Yeah, it is.
You know what I'm saying?
Big time.
You want me to say something to Pods?
Not really.
I don't know where I'm sitting yet.
Yeah.
But I could, if we're close enough, I'd be like, sit down!
Podsminski.
Yeah, I could do that.
Dominski.
You could.
I take requests.
Podzinski.
Like, wow. I'm looking at all of this week like
Pajowski.
Like an assignment.
Pazinski.
Tonight I got to go get Verlander.
Pazemski.
Pazemski.
Dude, your shams is
Pazinski.
Just...
The Poughkeepsie Kid.
The tone of your shams is so good. It's really
thank you.
It's resting.
Pazemski.
Yeah. I mean,
Pazemski.
I'm good for one word impersonations, and that's about it.
Yeah, you got Kyle Shanahan with
Bums and stuff.
Stuff.
Yep.
And Shams.
What are you asking exactly?
Well, we're not sure, but Pazemski.
Pazemski.
I'm still confused by your question.
Oh gosh! Yeah. and then you make that noise with the politician. What's his name? Yeah, that guy.
Howard Dean. Yeah.
I keep forgetting his name.
Yep.
Anyway, yeah. So it's assignment week. I got to go get Verlander a win tonight.
Okay.
I got Pods to chill out tomorrow night.
Pazemski.
And then on
Pazemski.
On Friday, we just need to make it happen, y'all.
Yep.
I'm excited about Cache Creek.
I am too. I've never been in the casino. I've never stayed in the hotel. I have played the golf course.
I have never been to Brooks, California.
You're going to love it.
It's going to be hot.
Well,
it's going to be very, I looked, it's going to be hot.
Is it? So,
oh my
you
God.
Go north on 505 yes. and you take like, it might be 46. I can't remember what highway. And then you just drive and you drive yeah. in, you're driving like back toward Santa Rosa, like toward those hills. And you just wind your way through for about 15 or 20 minutes. And you're like, where are we going here? Then you go around one more corner and there it is.
There it is.
Up on a little hill, and it's like, man, this is nice.
Does anybody, the golf course is called Yochidehe? Is
correct.
That right?
Yep, Yochidehe.
Yochidehe. What is, I don't know what the genesis of that is. You know what that is?
Well, I know that it's on Native American land, right. And so I'm sure it is.
I don't know what it means. I want to know what it means.
Well, you got to Google it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Or well, I just ask when we get out there.
Makes sense.
Get a hat that
you
says.
You got to Google it.
Yeah, okay. All right, so anyway, yeah, that's what we're doing. And I mean, man, you want to talk about, we're just blending all the favorite things together.
Yep.
Like, we get to do a show and meet the people, and then I'm told that there might be some gaming
yep.
On Friday night, some food.
There'll be a dinner for
we
sure.
We got a reservation already.
Yep.
You know what that is.
It's a reservation sensation.
And then,
cha-ching!
I don't know, maybe like late night in the hot tub? Or something like that?
Yeah.
Why are you looking at me like that?
Because you and I are on different trajectories for this Friday night
well,
at
yeah,
Cache Creek.
Because you're going solo bolo.
And yeah, I will be...
I'm bringing my person.
Awesome.
Yeah.
And you guys are going to have a great time.
Exactly.
I'm going to be tucked in early, and I'm going to be racking some Z's.
Oh, man. We're going to be out late. We might make it to 11. It's going to be crazy.
Yeah, I might be back in bed by 6:05.
I get so tired on Friday nights.
Oh.
No, but I'm going to get my third wind on this one.
Nice.
Because, that you know, that sound of the ding, 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 that gets me going. That gets me going.
And I'm just...
Right. Major, yeah.
I was just looking at the website to see what sort of table games they have, and they got a bunch of table games, and they got slots.
Oh, could someone I'm so glad you brought this up. I would love someone to explain this to me, because I actually did the same thing you're doing right now. I did this last night, because I haven't been to a casino that is on Native American land in a long time, and I know that years ago, you had to pay to play in blackjack, and I have been assured that that is no longer the case. However, I also very much enjoy playing craps. And I was having this conversation with the lovely Christy last night. I was trying to explain to her what California craps is. Because at least, again, I could be all kinds of wrong. My understanding is you're not allowed to use dice in California.
Right, no dice.
No dice. But they have craps. So what I years ago saw them do is they would put two of them blackjack shoes out there. And then they would fill it up with only ace through six. And some guy or girl would just flip the cards. And I'm like, do you want to talk about how to pull the romanticism out of craps? Oh, my God. Like, come on, baby. Yeah, you know, come on. That's our 22 shooter, whatever. And someone's like, and that's it. It's like, no, you got to roll the dice. So I think I read... that they figured something out where they inserted the cards into like clear blocks.
Right. That are shaped like dice.
That are shaped like big, they're like big boxes.
Uh-huh.
They're much bigger. And our people, or at least maybe the employees, are rolling these boxes out there. And then whatever card is face up, that's essentially, it's essentially the same thing, but it's no dice.
Yeah. No dice.
Why the hell can't we use dice? What the hell does that do?
I don't know.
Great question.
You're still ostensibly playing a game of chance. You're gambling on what number is going to appear next.
It's the exact same thing. It's just not as fun.
Yeah. I'm looking at the website, and it's craps-themed card game. Craps-themed card game. That's, and they I also mean, have a roulette-themed card game.
Yeah. Like, if that's not the non-alcoholic beverage of gambling games,
that's a great
I don't
take.
Know what the hell it is. It's like, this is a beer themed drink. It's not beer.
Right.
But like,
but if you drank like 90 of those zero alcohol beers, you might catch a buzz.
You will get wasted.
Because there's a tiny trace in there.
There is, which is also strange.
Yeah.
Non-alcoholic drinks have alcohol in them. Go figure.
What? Are you kidding me?
Not kidding.
It looks like, I mean, looks like a lot of fun. They do a blackjack.
I know. The blackjack will be regular.
No hate, but it's really like the underdog of gambling games because it's all legal. It's just, you know, loophole.
But why? Why do we need a loophole? Just do it. Just do it. Don't allow somebody to build this little gizmo where you're like, okay, like I'm going to have clear plastic and we'll slide a 2, a 3, and a 4 and you can roll that. It's like, just roll the dice. What the hell's the difference?
Yeah, I'm with you. Okay. And it's a little bit like,
I just don't understand.
Like sports gambling in California. We can't have that, but you can bet on animals riding other animals, which I do. You can bet on like player props.
Yes.
Isn't that gambling? Like,
apparently not.
Sports fantasy and whatnot, or daily fantasy.
Well,
and,
no, that's, I do know that if you're talking about like underdog and prize picks and whatnot,
right,
that they have successfully argued that that is a game of skill, not a game of chance.
Gotcha.
And therefore, it is not subject to the same sort of like odds that you would find in a casino where somebody is just handing you cards. But it's a game of skill to know that Jalen Duren is going to get them 10.5 boards tonight.
Okay, right.
That's a game of skill.
It's not a game of chance in that, you know, he could get into foul trouble.
Exactly.
And, you know,
exactly.
I just, it's fascinating the things that we are able to rationalize as okay and other things that are not okay.
Completely.
Like
completely.
Dice, whoo, scary dice.
Yeah.
But, you know, cards and slots and all the rest of it.
I don't usually eat tons of desserts on weekdays. You should have seen me rationalize that sucker.
I'm going to eat it.
When I went into the kitchen before the show today and had like 5 cookies.
You had 5 cookies?
And something. Maybe it was only 3. Whatever.
Aggressive.
I made a plate because they were delicious.
Yep.
And when you know how that is. It's like, I don't do that on Tuesdays. And you're like, well, this is free. I'm like, well, give me 12. Like, that's just the way my brain works.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah, there's food. There's food in the kitchen. The people are all in there. There are
fraternizing. Pride cookies.
Yeah. What's that?
Pride cookies.
And Rice Krispie treats.
Yeah, gotcha.
They've been dipped in
and
stuff.
And brownies.
They'd all been dipped in stuff.
Yeah.
Delicious.
You had a Rice Krispie treat?
Absolutely.
Yeah. That's going to be a no for me, dog.
Why?
I've never gotten into them. I don't yike them, Mark.
That's fine.
Marshmallow and the Rice Krispie itself, and it's all sticky and
it's delicious.
It's a pass for me. It's a hard no.
All right. Well, anyway.
Well, that just happened.
Yeah. I'm in.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. we're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Can't get enough baseball? Start streaming MLB Network today. Get up to 15 out-of-market games a week live on any device, plus 24/7 access to MLB Network's award-winning shows, including live game look-ins and exclusive player interviews. And hear live radio play-by-play from all 30 clubs with MLB at Bat. Enjoy the home of baseball from virtually anywhere. Plans start as low as $5.99 per month. Sign up now at MLBNetwork.com/stream. Available in the U.S. only. Blackout restriction applies. Visit MLB.com/subscribe for full terms and conditions.
All right, Granny, what do you want to do now? You should replay this segment.
It's a great idea. Maybe I'll just replay it like five times.
Yeah. Let's get to the bottom of why we can't throw dice in California. But if we drive 3 hours to the east, then it's fine.
Sounds good.
Okay. But that's not what you're going to
do. No, that's not what
are you going to do?
We're going to hear you guys along with Stani and Evan on the crossover coming up next.
Love it. Love it.
You guys talking about all the NBA trades going on. Maybe Anthony Slater coming up after that for the morning show.
Slates. All right. Beautiful. That's all brought to you by Fremont Bank. Here for you, here for good. Stay tuned for Grandy, the best of. Dibs, would you like to do it again tomorrow?
Sure.
Okay. Let's do it again tomorrow. We believe that Bo Mel was going to be on the show. This is at the 1 yard line. Bo Mel. Tomorrow.
Get it done.
Probably. Stop, Lucas. No, it's not a jinx. It's fine. You have to have more confidence in life. It's okay.
It's been locked.
Yeah. Cuckoosh. All right. For Dibs, for Gandy, for Lucas, I'm Mark. Shoot your shot. It's all you got.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run Finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
I'm Emma Grade, and I've spent the last 20 years building, running, and investing in some incredible businesses. The more success I've had, the more people started coming to me with questions. How do you start a business? How do you raise money? How do I bounce back from failure? On my new podcast, Aspire with Emma Grade, I'll be answering these questions and more through weekly conversations with the smartest minds out there. Listen to and follow Aspire with Emma Grade, an Odyssey podcast, available now, wherever you get your podcasts.